But didn't you get into some riot control training?
In the spring of 67, there had been in 65 the Los Angeles riots, and there had been some unrest in the other cities in 60. So they saw, the Army, the government, saw what was coming. And so instead of training for Vietnam and combat, we trained for riot control. Then when Detroit had their riot in late July and the 1st of August, Romney was governor.
Governor George Romney.
Yeah. Johnson was president, and Johnson sent us in, but Romney wouldn't. They were tearing the city, burning it down, but we were sitting out in the fairgrounds because Romney didn't want Johnson to take control. But Romney sent some tanks in there, and they killed 30-some people, and all of a sudden, Johnson, executive order or something anyway, we went in and we had it stopped in an afternoon.
You know, I think it's good for us to review this. That riot in Detroit, it lasted 5 days. Detroit, Michigan, 12th Street, now Rosa Parks Boulevard.
Yeah.
A police raid on an after-hours club, crowd confrontation. And there were 43 injuries, or 43 deaths.
Yeah.
1,189 injuries, 7,200 arrests, property damage of $40 to $45 million. And then the National Guard U.S. Army troops were deployed. And the main cause was housing segregation, job discrimination, police brutality, and frustration over slow civil rights progress.
Same thing as now.
Exactly. We're reminded that of that Detroit riot, which obviously came a big part of America's history.
Just as a note, I'm glad we had ammunition in our M16s. And I was very happy that I never had to use that. The Army was, they sent us up there as a unit, but our battalion commander got us all before we loaded to go. He said, if anybody is from that area and you do not want to be in this situation, you stay here, no questions asked. And there was about 7 or 8 guys that did. They just didn't want to go shoot at their uncle.
But you didn't have to shoot, did you?
No, we never did. We stopped that thing so quick. We were organized. We went through the streets, that 12th Street you're talking about. We went down it and cleared it in 45 minutes. I mean, there was a shame. You know, that's a tough situation to send tanks into. You know, their tanks are not very specific. So it was a political deal that cost lives.
So Governor Romney obviously shouldn't have done that.
No. I mean, like I said, that's what we had trained for. We knew just exactly what to do, how to do it, and there was 700 of us, you know.
So President Johnson overrode Governor Romney. We have the same situation going on today as the Trump administration is going in to protect citizens, I guess.
That's what we think.
In Washington, D.C. And he says, but can he override the governors? And that's a big question yet.
Yeah.
That's to be decided. But I suppose under that circumstance, Johnson could override anything because
He also had the approval of Congress.
Okay. There was the difference.
Yeah.
Right.